AM 980 WCAP Lowell and AM 1280 and 105.3 FM WDKZ in Fitchburg. This is the Lowell Connector Radio. We're here up until noon where we talk real estate and mortgages up and down the Merrimack Valley. I am David Morrison here at 978-454-4980. We're packed today here in the studio. We've always got a full house, but I'm always welcome. Everybody's always welcome to the table. Of course, we've got Ron Morrison here.
Morning, Dave.
Morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
That's good.
And repetitious. That's good too. Frank, how are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm pretty good. Dave, how are you?
My cold's a little better.
Yeah, you know, sounding a little horsey there. As long as you don't look like a horse.
Horse is a horse, of course. But funny when you do the news. It's funny when you do the news on the weekends. It's very hard, and you're nervous, and and it's bad enough when you have a cold. When you talk on the air, people think it's not rocket science, but you still get a little anxious when you go on the air. And I'm not really doing it justice to public speaking. I have a cough drop in my mouth right now, but it sucks when you have a cold.
It sure does.
It always does. So especially, but you just have to kind of suck it up and go forth. Right, Frank DiMaria?
Positively true.
Positively.
You're sounding good, though, this morning.
But thank you.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a little better than yesterday. I mean excuse me. It's very hard. You know, I admire broadcasters that have to go on and suck it up, but at the same time, I wonder why they have to be on the air when they got a cold.
Should have a day off.
Because the show must go on.
That's right. And this show must go on, whether I'm sick or not. And Frank DiMaria, let me just remind people, he's a real estate attorney. He talks about real estate law, land court, abatement, and Tom DeBenedictis from the Mortgage Network.
Good morning,
our prodigal
friend.
Son from the Mortgage Network,
morning,
making
morning.
Mortgages easy.
Yes, as easy as I can.
And Colin Bratton over there, looking good. Concord, Carlisle.
What kind of hat has he got on today?
Left wing.
Is that hat?
It's a Boston Red Sox hat.
Red Sox aren't playing, Colin.
Yes, they are. It's spring
pitches
training
catches,
pretty soon.
Just
pitchers
reported.
Down
pitches
to the new Jet
pitches.
Blue, which they could have. The new Fenway South, the new Fenway that they, thanks to NIMBYism in Boston, never built. But, hey, we got a relic.
Not to bring politics into it. Right?
No, actually, that has to do with real estate as well as architecture into it as well.
Yeah.
People, it's very, but, you know, there's a lot of construction going on in Boston. And there's a lot of construction going on outside, just outside of the WCAP studios with the Hamilton Canal District. I see it all the time. And I think given the warm weather we've been having recently, it's been a boom for a lot of construction companies, you would think, Frank.
Well, it has, and things are definitely picking up.
I was reading an article in the Boston Globe saying that because of the warm weather and the lack of snow, although we had like an inch of snow last night that went away pretty quickly, we had a lot of warm weather.
Yeah, it's really helped. It really, I really think that it's helped fuel the early, and Frank and Tom can probably back me up on this, an early spring market. I mean, we're seeing levels of activity that maybe are at least 30 to 45 days ahead of what you would think. And it's on all fronts, in all towns, in all price ranges. So it's interesting to see. And, of course, the environment for mortgages is still very good, right, Tom?
It is very good. The interest rates are just, they're insane right now. You always hear on TV and the radio, how we're at historic lows. I've been doing this for, 10 years now, and I've never seen the interest rates as low as they've been over the past couple months.
What's your best rate now?
Right now, if you were doing an FHA or a VA loan, believe it or not, there were a couple of days we hit as low as 3.5 with no points for a 30-year fixed rate, 3.5%.
No points?
No points. Mind-blowing. I know.
That's amazing.
It is. What we've been doing a lot of is the refinances at 3.75. At that kind of a rate, we're able to pay all your closing costs. I mean, it's phenomenal, So a lot of people out there right now that we've been able to help save some money right off the bat doing these refinances without costing you anything. Because what I always say on refinances, you got to treat it like any other investment. If you're paying closing costs, that means it's costing you X to save Y. At what time do you break even? You know, when does your savings equal your expense? And it's fantastic when you can pay all the costs so that you're starting that quote-unquote investment that's in the black.
One of the other hidden benefits to that is that sometimes these loans are assumable mortgages.
Without doubt.
So that makes anybody that gets a mortgage like this makes their house more valuable when it comes time to sell it.
Yeah, no
question.
If it's
assumable, then somebody could assume a rate in the threes if the rates, let's say, go up to the fours and the fives, which is still a phenomenal rate, even at that rate.
Absolutely. It makes it very interesting for you think about what will happen for resale down the road. You know, you buy a house today, and you got a rate of 3.75, you know, and you can sell it, you know, let's say 10 years from now, or 5 years from now, 2 years from now, interest rates are at 5%, 6%, 7%, and you can sell that home by advertising the fact that you have an assumable mortgage at 3.75. I got to imagine that's going to attract some, you know, some quick buyers.
Yeah, it definitely would add to the value of the home. There's no question. It would make that particular home much more appealing to buyers as they come in. The issue, of course, would be having the public, the buying public, educated to the fact of an assumable mortgage and what it's all about. And Frank, can you help us there?
Yeah, sure. What assumable mortgages mean is that the buyer comes in and actually assumes the payments on the current mortgage that the seller has. Now, one of the caveats of that for the sellers is that the buyers have to qualify with that lender in order for the seller to be released from any liability. So, for example, let's say I were to assume Tom's mortgage and I didn't qualify with his mortgage company. Then what happens is that even though I've assumed the payments for Tom, Tom still remains liable on that mortgage if I don't pay.
Yeah.
However, if I qualify with Tom's lender, then they will release Tom from liability and I can pick up the payments and keep making them.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So that is something to be a little careful of. I remember back in the late 80s when I sort of was just learning real estate, I guess, interest rates were 16%, 17%.
Sure.
And there were homes that were selling with assumable mortgages. Mostly at the time they were VA, if I recall.
Right. That's right.
Those rates were like 8% and 9%. And those were the houses that got snapped up immediately because of the fact that the buyer coming in would have a lower rate. Substantially
right.
lower.
But today it's not just VA mortgages. It's all. I think there are some mortgages that are FHA mortgages that are assumable.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Again, the buyer's got to qualify in order for the seller to be released from liability.
Yep, no, well said. And that's the key, is really making sure they qualify. But, you know, I'd assume in real estate you could advertise, you know, if you had a listing in this scenario, you could advertise it as, you know, 3.75 assumable mortgage for qualified buyers or some such, you know, something to give that caveat. But, you know, FHA and VA, they're pretty easy to qualify for. And when I say easy, I mean as long as you have enough documentable income to support the mortgage and you've got reasonably good credit. I'm not talking, you know, stellar, perfect, never made a mistake. I mean, you know, reasonably good credit. You can get in and you can get qualified for them.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. There's probably a lot of people out listening that are wondering whether or not they qualify because of their credit score.
Sure.
Can you give us a ballpark?
I can absolutely. You know, there's no set credit score by VA or FHA, so I got to give that caveat. But what most investors, the Bank of America, as Wells Fargo, Chase, you know, all the big players, what they typically want to see is a 640 or better. So if you have a 640 or better credit score, as a rule, you know, and you've got enough income to support it, you can get approved for a mortgage. Now, I'll give this as a caveat to credit, too, that it's not just the number. Yeah, I've seen people with 700-plus credit scores that have $5,000 worth of collections from 10 years ago. If things like that are still showing, all collections or judgments or anything outstanding for bad debt, in most cases, you have to pay that kind of stuff off before you can buy a home.
And we're going to remind people listening at home, but we do have an open house today with ERA Home and Family. I got that right?
That's right. That's our sister company, our friends at ERA Home and Family up in Andover, Mass.
That's right.
And they've got some open houses today. They've got 80.
Here in Lowell.
In Lowell, 80 Charant Road. And Tom is feverishly working up a mortgage payment before Bill Kafkas, who is the agent who will be calling us to talk about his listing at 80 Charant Road in Lowell. Also, he happens to also have, and this is interesting, two new construction pieces. They're townhouses in Tewksbury at 53 Chandler Street. So he's going to talk about that. So he really has three open houses. It'd be interesting to see what he has to say about the activity. And price on the home at Charant Road is $299,900, and it has 7 rooms, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. Looks like quite a nifty property there, Frank, wouldn't you say?
Looks really nice.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Looks like it has nice landscaping.
Yeah.
It's one of those houses that has several A-frames or whatever, you know, the A on the front there. We call them A's. I don't know what a real architect would call them, but it has a little bump out there in the front. Really kind of a neat property. He'll be calling us in a few minutes on site and tell us more about that. You know, the open house segment we have, if you're a broker, whether you work for ERA or not, we'd be more than glad to field your phone call if you have an open house today, particularly if you have one in the Lowell, greater Lowell area. Give us a call at 978-454-4980, and we'll put you on the air. Give a little plug to your house, and also if you have your owner hanging around with you, let the owner come on and talk about his house. Usually the owner's the best guy sometimes to talk about what are the advantages of their home.
Mm-hmm. And Tom DeBenedictis, why don't you give out your phone number, please?
It's area code 978-758-3512.
And attorney Frank DeMaria.
978-649-4699.
And Ron.
978-614-1600.
And we're here at 978-454-4980. If you have a question regarding real estate or more of your mortgage needs, you can give Colin Bratton a call, and we'll take it from there.
We're actually here live.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, lots of new live programs on WCAP.
Yeah, we got a lot going on today. We've got, of course, Hellenic Happenings. I don't know if that's live, but that's a very good program with former State Senator Steve Panagiotakis. And we got some more local programming from World Beat Programming. I like to call it World Beat Sunday.
I like that.
It's pretty good here on 980 WCAP where everybody gets it, because on Sunday everybody likes to listen to, I think, something really nice and easy. And I think world meet, go, taking a trip all around the world is, you can't get any easier than that.
Well, we're all so easy to listen to.
Take a trip all around the world just by turning your dial to 980 WCAP. No passport required.
You know, there used to be a station, a radio station, talking about easy that was easy listening.
I remember that.
Oh, you do?
They still have easy listening.
Do you remember what station it was?
I don't remember that.
So it's a trivia question.
Oh, it is. Do you know the answer?
I do.
Oh,
I
good.
Think.
Ron, why aren't you, sure. What's the question?
The question is...
Well, first off, what's the prize?
Well, the prize is a gift certificate to the Athenian Corner Restaurant
now,
on Market
this?
Street.
Did you approve this with Ted?
Well, he'll approve it. I know he will.
All right. Ted Panos, if you're listening, please call 978.
Thank you, Ted. That was really nice of you volunteering the certificate.
All right. I have nothing to do with it.
That's our prize. And the question is, what radio station was known as Easy Listening?
But there were several.
Well, let's see if we get the right answer. 978-454-4980. And, Tom, let's get back to real estate here. I'm looking at an article on Boston.com this morning that talks about stretching to buy a home. Is it a good idea, bad idea? Do you see it happening? Do people do this? Do they still stretch? I mean, I remember when I first started, you know, the agent would say, well, you know, it's a monthly payment, and, you know, you can add another $50 a month and move up another $25,000 on the price.
You know, it depends on the situation. What I always say, I mean, you can you push the envelope on a debt to income ratio? Absolutely. You know, so in other words, let's say I want to buy a house. What's the maximum percentage of my income that I could get approved for? Well, if the standard kind of rule of thumb is that you want to be somewhere around 25 to say 33% of your gross monthly income to have your mortgage payment fall there. And I have seen people push it as much as 40 and 50% of their income.
Really?
Absolutely. Now, on paper, you know, you're not going to be living high on the hog. You're going to be living off ramen noodles. However, you know, the one caveat I'll give that, and when I think it makes sense, is a lot of times you'll have someone that can't have their spouse on the loan for whatever reason. Let's say the spouse has a bad credit history, or there's some issue, or they've got some kind of income coming into the house that the bank can't use as, quote, qualifiable income. Well, in a case like that, I can see pushing the envelope, because they're so again, looking at the statistics, Can you push it and stretch that housing payment? Absolutely. And what I always do is look for the logic in it. You know, and there are many cases where it is logical to stretch that payment. And the most logical reason is simply when there's income coming into the household that the bank can't use as qualifiable income. And that's something that's common, you know. And again, I give the example of, you know, you've got two couple, and both of them are working, and both of them are bringing in an income, but you can't have one of them on the loan because of a bad credit history, or you can't have one of them on the loan because they're self-employed and don't have enough history, you know, of being self-employed, or, you know, the list goes on different reasons we disqualify income. Another example would be somebody who's been, say, working a part-time job that's going fantastic, where they've got a good history. A good future in it, but they've only been on the job for 6 months. Well, as a rule, I want a two-year history of part-time income, at least 1 year, before we can really use part-time income. So in a case like that, you know, that's an area where another example would be if you work in the service industry as, say, a bartender or a waitress. You know, a lot of times you're making a considerable amount of money in tips, but not necessarily being untaxed on all of it. You know, so there's a variety of cases where you really can push that envelope. But I don't like to say push people. I would never advise a client spend more than what they can afford, you know. And I always start, especially my first-time buyers off, with, believe it or not, doing an old-fashioned budget, sitting down and doing a budget. And when I have a buyer that comes to me that says, you know, I want to buy in 6 months, I'll ask them, you know, what do you spend for rent now? And, you know, what do you want to spend on a mortgage? Well, you should be able to save that difference.
I'll tell you something that I'm seeing interesting as a trend that I'm seeing. And maybe you're not seeing it, maybe you're not. People know what they want to spend on a house now.
Yeah.
They're a lot more educated than they've been in the past. And usually, I remember in the past when the loan officer and the realtor would push people to go higher, to go more, well, what's another $50? What's another $100 a month? Blah, blah, blah. What I'm seeing now, though, is a generation of people saying, no, I want to keep my payment down.
I agree.
So even though I qualify for a $300,000 mortgage, I don't want one.
Yep.
I want one for $200,000.
Absolutely.
I just had one the other day who's doing exactly that. They say, no, I qualify for more, but I don't want more.
You know, and I see a lot of that too, Frank. And, you know, what? They're, you know, I always say my easier clients like that. And what I'll say to them is it's not what I can give you. It's what would you like? You know, and I really do. I find that a lot of people are more savvy, and I am getting more and more buyers that are coming back to me that have already done a budget. They know exactly what they want to spend every month, and they've done enough research on the computer to know what payment range that's going to put them in. You know, and then we just kind of work in tandem, because like I tell all my buyers, at the end of the day, it's not my mortgage, it's your mortgage. Mm-hmm. So the most important thing is making sure that you're comfortable with it. And what I always say is call me on your showings so that I can, you know, run the numbers for you.
Well, don't you think it's a good idea, and I always advocate this, that buyers get pre-qualified for what they can afford?
Without question.
That way, when they go to look at a property, they know the price range, they know the properties they're looking at, and will have realistic expectations when they go out there to look.
Without a doubt.
That the real place to start is with you.
Without a doubt.
Oh, all right, gentlemen. We're here at 978-454-4980. It is Lowell Connector Radio on the ERA Key Morrison Radio Network. 980 WCAP Lowell, AM 1280 and 105.3 FM, WPKZ, the heart of New England's real estate pulse. We've got Bill Kafkas on the line. He's from ERA, Home and Family. Bill, are you there? Hello, Bill.
Well, not yet. Okay, let's get back to what we've been discussing, and we'll wait to get Bill back on the phone. I think we lost him there.
Okay.
Frank, one of the interesting things, do you get a chance to see people stretching to buy, or that doesn't come in with an attorney? Do you have any inclination when you're at a closing whether or not the people are stretching this mortgage, so to speak?
Not really. By the time the transaction, that's really outside the scope of what we do in the course of the transaction. Usually when people negotiate the purchase and sales agreement, that's something they do based upon their own financial wherewithal to do the transaction. And that's why, as I said earlier, I think it's a good idea for people to get pre-qualified before they start looking at properties, because that way, you know, you don't want to see a person looking at a $400,000 and $500,000 home and they'll never qualify for it, but maybe you'll qualify for a $200,000 home.
Oh, absolutely. And what I always say, I mean, most of the agents that I work with make that the absolute step one, is they'll get their buyers, you know, over to me to just go over that financial piece for exactly that reason, that they don't want to show them, you know, a champagne home, a champagne house on a Diet Coke budget. You know, they want to make sure that what they're looking at is realistic and see, you know, can the prices affect their needs.
Let's try this again. We've got Bill hopefully on the line. Are you there, Bill? Hello,
hey,
are you there?
Bill. Hey, Bill. I feel that way sometimes myself. How are you, Bill?
Hello, Bill? He's playing phone tag today.
Yeah, don't know. He can't hear us, I guess. All right, let's get back to our discussion again. This is one of those back-and-forth ones today.
Well, Ron, don't you remember a day when people would just go out and look at homes and not be pre-qualified for a mortgage, and you never really knew whether they were going to
look for the home? Oh, yeah. We would just take people out, and quite frankly, the broker would, some brokers would ask, you know, what's your price range? Well, they'd ask what your price range is, but they wouldn't necessarily say, have you been to a bank? It really wasn't the procedure. It wasn't the way that you did things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting to see. We're going to try
again,
it sounds
like. We're
going to
try this for, what,
all right,
the third time.
Let's go back, to Bill.
Let's
Bill, are you there?
You can't keep fiddling with that.
Well, okay.
Hello?
Hi, he's there.
He
I hear you.
Well, we can hear you, Bill. Go ahead.
Or we can't.
Well, we did for a minute. Okay.
Bill.
Well,
Bill. Bill, why don't you call back when you are you on? Are you on? I assume he's on a cell phone.
Yeah, give him the phone number, Dave, so that he knows.
Yeah, You know, well, he knows that you can call at 978-454-4980. Hey, it makes the show. It adds a little spice to the show.
It sure does. It really makes you make fast decisions.
Absolutely,
doesn't it?
Teaching young Colin the ways of the world.
We're talking real estate this morning, as we do every Sunday morning right here at WCAP and WPKZ and Lowell and in Fitchburg. And we've been talking about interest rates and mortgage rates and is it a good time to buy. And the rate as low as 3.5 with FHA, right, Tom?
Absolutely. And, you know, there are all the positives. You know, we're in a perfect storm where the prices are down and the rates are down. So it's a fantastic time to buy in that regard. The one caveat that I give everyone is getting a mortgage today, going through the actual process. I can tell you, every time I think it's can't get any more challenging, it becomes more challenging. So just going through a mortgage process today, I truly believe is comparable to like an IRS audit. It is just outrageous what we put people through. Tell you, got an example. Just this past week, got a young man I'm doing a loan for, buying a house, and he's been at the same job for close to 2 years. But in more than 2 years. And in 2009, because I had to look at those tax returns, he didn't file his taxes. Well, he made very little money. He was in school, everything else. But because of some other fraudulent case from God knows when, we now have to process everyone's taxes. I had to make him file the tax return. I said, how quick can you get on TurboTax? File it right away. Not only that, now that the return's filed, and I can see that, but that's not good enough for the mortgage. Now you have to go to the IRS, hand them your tax returns, and get a stamped copy from there. And I'm not done. You've got you got a $100 fee you got to pay when he submitted his tax returns. That's what he owed the government at that time. So now his mother's running the errand for him. She writes the check. Now I need a gift letter from the mother. Now I need to see the gift money or this check for this $100 clear her account, you know.
Dear.
And then I have to go online to IRS.gov and figure out how did they come up with this $100 figure so that I can prove that they paid what they actually owed. And, I mean, you know, you think about this, but this is 3 hours and four people working on one little thing of a measly $100. But it isn't because of this buyer that we do these things. It's because some guy years ago probably made $1 million, didn't file, and we went ahead and the banks went ahead and closed his loan. Now all of a sudden he's got a tax lien of $200,000, and they slap it against his property. And that would take first position over the mortgage. You know, the government could get that,
sure.
You know. So, you know, it's one of those we're trying to explain to someone, this is why you have to go through all of these hoops. It's a perfect example, like I always say, of the bad, the good guys paying for what the bad guys did.
You get the feeling that there's a troll someplace in a cave you know, just making up all of these rules.
Outrageous.
And they have, they're connected by internet or something, and they just send out all, they spew out all of these regulations.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, I think the focus now is, how can we prevent the mortgage crisis from happening again?
Absolutely.
And they look at all the mistakes that were made in the past, now I've done a complete 180. So the focus is, let's not stimulate the real estate market. Let's not promote loans, promote responsible lending. It's how do we prevent this from happening again?
Right.
It's really, in my view, and I've said this on many occasions, an overreaction. It's a total overreaction.
Without a doubt it is, because it's gotten to a point now where I almost have to look at clients, and I don't mean to be crass saying this, but I literally have to, you come to me for a mortgage, and it's almost like I have to assume you're committing fraud and then prove you're not. So I have to actually build the file so that, you know, like I have a buyer or refinancing that we're about to refinance on here in good old downtown Lowell. And this woman, 800 credit score, 40% equity in her property, plenty of money, plenty of job history. I mean, just a textbook perfect case. And we had to put her through more scrutiny than you could imagine.
All right, gentlemen, I want to bring it back here because we are going to try for the final time. Collins hopefully got the system worked out, and we've got Bill on the line, Bill Kafkas from ERA Home and Family. If we don't, then we'll have Bill call in one more time. Are you there?
Well, it sounds like...
Okay.
Well, we're going to talk about the open house
in a
few minutes.
Okay, don't worry about it, Colin. But, we'll talk about the open house when we come back. Well, it's radio, folks. Don't worry about it. Colin, what we'll do is, if you got the ads plotted up there, we'll call back. It's not a big deal. We'll talk a little bit about the open house, and then we'll come back. We'll take a break, and we'll regroup. And I want to get to this topic right here about disclosing murder-suicide.
Yes.
Ooh, creepy.
Yeah.
It could be a secret in the house. Maybe Vincent Price. It is utter important for a broker. I'm sorry. I was just showing off my acting skills.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd keep those in.
How you doing in there, Colin? You going to...
Well, let's talk...
Why don't we talk about the house first, then we'll take a break. I'll go help him out, all right?
Okay, good. Let's talk about this open house coming up at 80 Charente Road at 2999. And this is a newer, well-kept colonial. We invite you to go out and take a visit to it this morning, or later this afternoon, sorry about that, at 1 o'clock. Very interesting neighborhood. It's called the Enchanted Forest Development. Wow. I like the name. I do, too. And the property is also on a cul-de-sac, so obviously there's not a whole lot of traffic on a cul-de-sac, is there?
No. And, no, what a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, front-to-back master bedroom, walk-in closet in the master bedroom with vaulted ceiling. This sounds like really quite a property, and it's only $299.9. It's 1,800 square feet, which is, that's a pretty good amount of space, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it sits on a very manageable quarter of an acre. My suggestion would be to take a look at this house this afternoon. The broker is Bill Kafkas. He's from ERA Home and Family Real Estate out of Andover, Massachusetts. But the listing is in Lowell, 80 Charente Road in Lowell. Tom, do you have a mortgage payment worked out on this?
I do. This is what a great home for any buyer. But, of course, you know me. I love running payments for first-time buyers. So I ran one payment going with the FHA loan. Now, if you did that, you'd be looking at about $10,500 down and a total mortgage payment with everything, including your PMI, your taxes, the whole ball of wax, right around $2,000. Yep. So you're talking 10 grand to get in the door, a little over 10 grand to get in the door, and about $2,000 a month. You couldn't rent this for $2,000. I mean, that's just fantastic.
I was going to say, that would be a really good deal as a rental, but you're not going to find a house this size and in this shape at $2,000.
I'll tell you, and get this. You know, Mass Housing just came out with a program, and when I say just came out, it hasn't been weeks. I mean, I want to say a couple of weeks tops, with no mortgage insurance. It's a 3% down program. You're not required to be a first-time buyer for this program, but you can only own one property, you know, meaning you can't own any other properties. This payment you get in for $18.25 a month.
Wow.
$9,000 to get in the door, a little bit lower on the down payment, so $9,000 to get in the door, and $1,825 a month for everything.
Now,
that's
all in.
That's all in for mass housing. Now, again, credit qualifying, everything else, it's a little stricter, but if you qualify for the mass housing program, fantastic program.
All right. We have some problems, it looks like, with our phone system. It's not a big deal. We'll try to get we apologize to Bill Kafkas from ERA Home and Family. He cannot join us today, but he is, again, at both locations in Lowell, 80 Charant Street is Charant Road in Lowell, and he's at Chandler Street in Tewksbury. He's going to be there from 1 till 3. I appreciate your patience, Bill. And Colin Bratton, you've got the ads potted up there. Colin Bratton, our fabulous board op today, doing a good job. It's a lesson in humility. Yep, we board op school. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about mortgages, loans, and the haunted house, disclosing murder, suicide, or haunted homes in real estate. Sounds very creepy.
Boogie boogie.
Frank, you're very quiet today.
Well, he's gonna get involved in the next segment.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a little bit more verbal as the hour goes by.
I can't get a word in with you sometimes. It's like and this is me talking. All right, folks, it is AM 1280 and the new 105.3 FM WPKZ Fitchburg and AM 980 WCAP Lowell. This is Lowell Connector Radio, ERA Key Morrison Radio Network.
To sell a house,
leave a message.
Hi, I'm selling my home. Call me at 7.
You can get attention by calling people from the phone book, or you can call ERA Real Estate. Our website, ERA.com, is seen by potential buyers around the corner and around the world. We even offer buyers incentives like home warranty and select services programs. At ERA, we're always there for you. Each office independently owned and operated.
Brought to you by ERA Morrison Real Estate, 978-815-6965. ERA Morrison Real Estate, always there for you.
It's the Washington Birthday Weekend Used Car Blowout. Right now at Jarvis Lincoln, Jarvis Kia, and Jarvis Suzuki, they're busting out with their largest selection of pre-owned vehicles ever. Financing starting as low as 1.9 APR. Prices starting at just $4,999. Or choose from certified pre-owned vehicles, some with 100,000-mile manufacturer warranty. Great Washington's birthday savings from Lowell's leading family of dealerships. Jarvis Lincoln, Kia, and Suzuki. Conveniently located on the Mickey Ward Circle, Industrial Ave exit off the Lowell Connector, online at drivejarvis.com. It's that time of year again. April 15th is right around the corner. That means tax season. Every year, thousands of Americans work with seasonal tax filing companies or try to save money by filing their own taxes. And all too often, those people who are trying to save miss out on tax credits and deductions they could and should be getting. They lose out on refunds or, worse, have to pay the IRS money they could have kept. This year, don't be fooled by the so-called free tax return service. Call the accounting professionals at Anstis & Company and make sure your taxes are done right and with the most benefit to you. The Anstis staff takes the time to understand your full financial situation with the friendly, personalized service you deserve. Remove the stress from your 2011 tax return. Call Anstis today, 978-452-2500. That's 978-452-2500. Or visit them online at anstiscpa.com. That's ANSTISSCPA.com.
The original and only authentic Cash for Gold has come to Lowell to bring you the same great service they've been known for in Salem since 1979. Cash for Gold doesn't just say they pay the highest prices, they actually do pay the highest prices. Cash for Gold specializes in gold, precious metals, and diamonds, and they've maintained an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau for 32 years. Cash for Gold makes people feel comfortable about selling their jewelry, whether it's out of necessity or because now is the time to take advantage of historically high gold and silver prices. You'll never hear that take-it-or-leave-it pawn shop attitude from them. Cash for Gold doesn't ever want to be confused with those places. See why Cash for Gold customers return time after time. Cash for Gold, 680 Rogers Street in Lowell. Call 978-684-2353. Open Monday through Saturday to serve you.
Did you know that today's jet airplanes owe their beginnings to a childhood toy? Kites have entertained children and adults for thousands of years, but have also had a profound impact on history. From Benjamin Franklin's exploration of wind and weather to the Wright brothers' first successful powered flight, celebrate the history, the significance, and the fun of these tethered aircraft in a loft. The Wonder of Kites at the American Textile History Museum in Lowell. Soar through three fascinating exhibits, exploring the origin of flight, the unique kite designs of Richard Stipe, and the innovative shapes, bold colors, and intricate geometric designs of today's contemporary kites. Presenting materials from the Draken Foundation Collection. Aloft, The Wonder of Kites runs through May 27, 2012. An affiliate of the Smithsonian Institution, ATHM celebrates the innovation, big ideas, and creativity that have transformed our world. Open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Online at ATHM.org or call 978-441-0400. ATHM, this is far from your run-of-the-mill museum.
So beginning February 9th at MRT, Daddy Long Legs. A romantic new musical from the Tony Award-winning director of Les Miserables. For tickets or more information, visit MerrimackRep.org or call 978-654-4MRT.
It is AM 980 WCAP Lowell and AM 1280 and 105.3 FM WPKZ in Fitchburg. This is Lowell Connector Radio. It's the show where we talk real estate and a little bit of mortgages on the side up and down the Merrimack Valley. All part of the ERA Key Morrison Radio Real Estate Network. I am David Morrison and joined in studio each and every Sunday up until from 11 up until noon is Ron Morrison, president and founder of ERA Morrison, a division of ERA Key Real Estate. They're always there for you.
We certainly are. We're always there for you. And let me give you the phone number, 978-614-1600. That'll connect you to all points east and west in real estate in Massachusetts.
That's right. And we've got attorney Frank DeMaria right here.
Good morning again.
Frank, why don't you pull the mic up a little closer?
I will.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And talk a little bit, so I don't have to.
Whatever you say. My phone number is 978-649-4699. I'm available to answer any real estate questions and represent buyers and sellers.
Cool. And Tom DeBenedictis from the Mortgage Network checking his BlackBerry or his Droid.
Yes. Always keeping connected.
Social media. That's how you do it.
Yeah, I still, that's on my list. That's on my list to get better and better at the social media.
List is getting longer.
It really is getting a lot longer. It really is. That was part of my plan to be done by, like, February and be the Facebook guy. And I still forward those messages to my wife with a question mark.
This month in February, you'll have one extra day.
Yeah.
So you'll have plenty of time. You have a whole day off.
Absolutely.
That you never had before.
That's a very good point.
Right.
Very good point.
And I wonder if anybody knows what a leap year is. Do you think anybody knows what a leap year is?
I think they do.
Do you?
Sure.
Okay.
We're in a leap year right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Every how many years?
Four.
Very good. That's excellent. That's your Boston College education.
Sure is.
Not to bring up a sore subject.
You mean the winners of the Beanpot?
Yes, the Beanpot. Right, yeah.
School did they be?
The Terriers.
Of what college?
At Boston.
University?
No, we just say Boston now.
Okay.
Yeah, people know who BU is. Just say Boston. It's Boston College that has to sort of, you know, say college so that people know the difference.
We don't want to be lumped into the category of Boston University.
I know. We hate the trolley that says Boston College. How do you get to BU? Take the trolley to Boston College. We hate that.
I don't know why.
I think we need to petition the MBTA to change the roll sign on the trolley car.
Well, that's really because that's where the Green Line station ends. It ends at Boston College.
Yeah, everything ends at Boston College.
And begins there, too.
Oh, very good. Boy, is he fast. We could go on and on.
Am I talking enough for you, David?
You know what?
It's good.
You know, yesterday
I don't know if it makes my father happy.
Last night was a problem. I mean, not for you, Lowell. But Lowell defeated Boston University 4-2 at Agganis Arena. It's the first time, I think, ever that Boston University has lost four home games in a row at Agganis. I mean, it was just a disaster. And it put Boston College, who defeated Merrimack, another local school, 2-1 last night, put BC in first.
I want to just point out
it's really getting kind of depressing for BU fans out there. But anyway, let's get back to
real estate. Well, I was just going to be, just to go off track, I was going to say, we talk a lot about real estate. I think the second half.
You want a sports program.
No, I don't want a sports. I think you want the sports program, Ron.
David, I'm going to give you a sports trivia question.
Oh,
how's
sure.
that? Since the pitchers and catchers just arrived in Florida, who is the greatest pitcher that has never won the Cy Young Award?
Never won it.
Never won it. I have no idea.
The greatest pitcher
who has never won the Cy Young Award.
And this is, he's like, if he's the greatest, I mean, is he like number
no
one?
Idea.
Very documentable.
It's probably Cy Young.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. Hey, I did it.
I was just going to say, because with ERA Key Realty, we actually have a gentleman down in Wittensville, Clark Broden, who's a broker with the company. And my father and Ron go back because they were both at Boston University. And they both love Boston University hockey. And I think what you and Clark should do is you guys should do a radio show. Talk to Sam and have a college hockey radio show.
Wow.
Just talk BU and other college hockey programs. And
yeah, we could bring Bob Ellison, and he could represent UMass Lowell. I mean, it would be just a...
be a slugfest.
We could have Bernie Corbett here for BU.
All right.
They could just go at each other. That would be fun.
But I think you'd be good at that. Why don't you?
Well, let's
you should.
Let's finish our real estate program first. Let's get back to the focus at hand here this morning on Sunday. We have one other open house we want to suggest that you go visit. And, again, it's Bill Kafkas once again, who's running this open house at 53 Chandler Street. It's unit 53. Actually has two units. Let me get the other unit number here. Let me just flip the pages. Well, it's 53 and looks like it's the one right next door. So the price of the unit at 53 is $329.9. And the thing about this is a brand new construction. What do you think about this, Tom? Brand new construction. You know, there's not a whole lot of that going out there. They can deliver the property in 60 days. The address, again, 53 Chandler Street. This is in Tewksbury. And excellent looking. You go to East Street to Livingston Street to Chandler Street. And once again in Tewksbury. And the name here of the builder is Cady Estates. That's an interesting name for a builder. Cady Estates offers a beautiful new triplex with quality construction, and it's obviously it's an affordable price. Tom, you have the price figured out on this one yet?
I do, yeah. It's offered at $329.9, and I ran two different scenarios. One, if you went in and did your traditional 20% down payment, you'd be looking at about $66,000 for a down payment. And then your total payment with everything, condo fee, taxes, insurance, the whole ball of wax, would be right around $1,900. And if you used the Mass Housing, no PMI program on this particular property, you'd be talking about $10,000 approximately to get in the door, and then a mortgage payment of about $22,25. So not bad. Again, that's the mortgage, condo fee, taxes, the whole ball of wax. You'd be looking at about $22,25 a month and about $10,000 to get in the door.
All right, guys, we are here at 978-454-4980. Let's try this again. We got Sam Poulton on the line. Sam Poulton from ERA Morrison Key Real Estate. I can hear you. Sam.
Well.
I can hear you.
Yep.
All right, guys, we're trusting the phone system, so I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Oh, no, we can hear you now.
We can hear you now, Sam. Well, we can hear you a little bit.
You're cutting in and out a little bit.
Well, it sounds like you can. It sounds like the problem that I can't hear you, so I understand what's going on. Something's lost in the delay.
Okay, that's what I think it is, too.
So I actually can't hear you in my phone.
Okay. Sounds good, Sam.
Okay, that's what I can
Well, all right, very
so
good.
I actually can't hear you in my phone.
Well, it looks like you're cutting in and out there, but it's nice to know that we can hear him. All right, thank you very much. That's Sam Poulton from ERA Key Morrison Real Estate. And we've got, who do you have, Frank?
Okay. Frank Scott, do you have another trivia question?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Who invented the phone? And who was the person that decided to bring phone to radio?
Right.
It was not actually Alexander Graham Bell, you know.
No, it was not even Marconi.
No, it wasn't.
It was another famous Italian, but I can't remember his name right now.
Meucci.
Meucci, that's right.
Meucci.
Right.
Yep.
No, no, that's a hockey tournament out in Minnesota. The Meucci.
Sam, get him that radio show on college hockey.
But anyway.
Oh, my Do you want my trivia question?
Just go ahead.
All right. You know the famous movie, those Indiana Jones films and the first one? You know, Harrison Ford was not the first choice to play that role of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, you said this last time.
No, I didn't. Do you know who it was?
I remember.
So why can't you say it?
That's a trivia question.
Yeah, but we answer our own today. It's one of those days where we have to answer our own trivia question. Do you remember, Dave?
No,
he doesn't remember. Tom? Either. No, we're Buffalo. Give it to us.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Wow. I remember that.
But
Tom to Magnum P.I.
He refused to play the part because he was still under contract to play Magnum P.I. That's right. And he wanted to keep his word. When he was offered the role, he turned it down because he felt that he wanted to honor his contract with CBS and continue in the role. So he was a man of his word.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, a man of his word.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ron, the people at ERA Morrison Key Real Estate, they're men and women of their word. They're brokers of their word.
That's true. And one of the things that I'm looking at here that we have been teasing for the whole hour, actually, is this idea about disclosure. And there's a blog out there called the Massachusetts Real Estate Law Blog. And it says, disclosing murder, suicide in a haunted home. And Dave was teasing this earlier break. Do it again, Dave. Give us that.
You want me to do the voice?
Yes, do the voice. Boy, that's excellent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, I bet that's coming across the. Petrified.
Vincent Price reincarnated, folks.
Oh, Katie's going to do it again.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are laws out there on the books in Massachusetts that, of course, there's a lot of laws on the book. But one of them is the disclosure law, and it pertains to real estate agents. And if you're working with the real estate agent, you probably want to listen up to this because it's not what you think it is. There are certain things that you think might be have to be disclosed about the property that aren't. Is there a general definition, Frank, that one uses on a disclosure situation?
Well, my advice has always been disclose, 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 disclose. When in doubt, disclose. But ironically, in Massachusetts, there is no requirement of disclosure of things like the house may be haunted, or there was a murder-suicide there, or even that somebody had AIDS in the property. There's no requirement to disclose that information, believe it or not. And you would think there would be, Massachusetts being such a state where we disclose everything and we're so highly regulated. This particular topic is not. However, if you're asked the question, was there a murder? Was the house haunted? Was there supernatural events that occurred there? My belief is you'd have to answer that question in the affirmative. Ironically, years ago, I had that situation happen where a buyer was coming in from California. Hmm. He was looking to buy a home in Massachusetts. And one of the things he asked about, were there any murders or supernatural events, he called them, that occurred on the property? So I think if you're asked the question, you have to disclose it. But ironically, in Mass, you do not have to disclose it as part of a disclosure that you sign at the real estate broker's office.
Well, that raises an interesting point. Suppose I'm out looking to buy a home and I've reached an arrangement with a broker to represent me as a buyer. And do you think I could set as a precondition of the broker working with me that he would or she would reveal any of these issues to me if she knew or he knew? You could do that.
Of course.
So that might be an interesting suggestion to a buyer if they're working with a broker, that they would, if they have a concern about these things.
Right.
So let me get this straight, though. The ghosts, I think I can kind of understand. It's kind of hard to prove if there's a ghost in a house. And so I could see where maybe the broker, you know, might not know about ghosts. But what if someone was murdered in a house? You know, if I'm a buyer and I guess what you're saying is I've got to ask that question each and every time, right?
If you're a buyer, yes, because there's no affirmative duty of disclosure on the part of the realtor to disclose that.
In Massachusetts.
If he's working for the seller in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Now, other states, and I don't know about New Hampshire, but I think I can answer it in New Hampshire, but I don't want to guess on it, but I think I know what the answer would be. But there are states in the country where apparently, according to this article at least, where it would have to be disclosed. So this is not a situation where it's across the board. So depending upon what state you're working in, you would have to check the law. But in Massachusetts, you don't have to discuss it. You don't have to disclose it.
Well, right. Could you imagine that now? Like if you were listing a property and I was a buyer broker and I came to you and I said, and my buyer has some questions. They want to know if there was any murders. That, I believe, is a completely logical question. But then, you know, my buyer is also wondering if the seller's aware of any ghosts and are they friendly ghosts, you know, because a friendly ghost wouldn't be a deal breaker.
So
yeah.
Like, okay.
You know, I mean, I'm looking at it. If I bought a house and they said, you know, the ghost is friendly, nah, I'd take it, you know. But if all of a sudden they were telling me, you know, nah, you know, we've got a spiritually infestation here. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, you know, this kind of raises another question. One would assume if there's going to be some ghosts around, there has to have been something maybe traumatic that happened in the house. A lot
right.
of times that's
sure.
what the ghost sure. is built around.
Or maybe the house was built on a site that was a former burial ground. We see that a lot, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's true. Hadn't thought of that one.
What was that famous movie? What was
Poltergeist.
That? Poltergeist. That's it. Yeah, where they built it. It was like the Indian burial ground or something, right?
Or a funeral parlor.
Yeah.
How
well,
about a funeral parlor?
Okay.
Wouldn't you think maybe there'd be some guest ghosts?
There, yeah.
A little slip of the tongue.
Absolutely.
There. Yeah, there'd be some guest ghosts there.
You guys remember Poltergeist, right? I mean, I wouldn't want that as a homeowner. I close.
Well,
I'm having my housewarming party.
Let me ask you this. Let me.
All of a sudden, my kid gets trapped in some.
Well, you don't have any kids. So
well, that's a good point. Yeah, good point.
Kids in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Future kids.
Future
exactly.
kids.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
in some cases, that could be a benefit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not to Rick Santorum, but okay. More kids.
Don't get political now.
No, that's right. We're not a political show.
No,
we're not
yeah,
the show
is,
where the
I
real
this
estate.
This is the show where real estate and politics collide.
Well, that's our old slogan.
We don't have that slogan anymore.
Fish
well, let's reinvent.
Well,
the
I was
going
to say,
it was
well,
a good. I like that slogan.
I like that one too.
All right, I was going to say. I was just going to go back because I let's try to stay on topic here.
But I just think it's fascinating that this is not a disclosure requirement in Massachusetts,
me too.
Especially
me too.
The murder part. I mean, we can kid around about the ghost thing.
Yeah,
but I could see that people could get a little irritated to find out that the murder was committed in their home and. Let's say the bedroom that they're going to sleep in, and I could see that people would be disturbed by that. It's a shock that this is not a disclosure requirement. Now, keep in mind the difference between disclosure and when somebody asks you the question if there was a murder.
Right. That
okay,
seems to be the key
difference.
Right.
It's a very big distinction. It's a very big distinction. If the buyer asked the question, were there suicides or were there murders or were there ghosts or things like this that were present in the home, then you'd have to answer the question. But absent that, there's no disclosure requirement to say, you know, we know that the roof is going to leak and we know that the heating system is bad. And, oh, by the way, we know that three people were murdered.
I'm sorry, Dave.
No, I mean, what I was going to say is because I was going to bring up a point that, remember Phil Hartman, right?
Yes.
Sure.
I mean, he was murdered by his wife, who he tried to save, and... some guy, I was watching Hard Copy, the old, which became Extra, which is now known as Extra, but Hard Copy was the old entertainment show, and they did a feature on a guy who purchased, who bought the home 6 months after the Phil Hartman murder, and they asked him, don't you feel afraid to be in this home? And he said, no. I just like to know that the memory of Phil Hartman is still here.
Well, that's an interesting point. So he's okay with ghosts, I guess.
So some people are comfortable with it, and they think it's an uplifting experience.
Yeah, but the point, though, is, David, that's the buyer's decision.
Right.
Okay,
right.
It's not something that, you know, is forced on him.
Well,
and
the question
comes up now, again, as David's saying, let's flip that to the other side. What if the buyer did have a problem, didn't know about it, moved in, didn't know about the happening in the house, moves in, discovers it from the neighbor next door, perhaps, or reads an old newspaper. What we're saying, Frank, is that in Massachusetts, at least, the broker is basically, I don't know if I want
it's
to say
non-actionable.
They're off the hook.
It's non-actionable. Yeah, they are. It's non-actionable because it says that this is not to be deemed a reason for somebody to get out of the transaction under Chapter 93A.
Well, you know, think of it on the other side, too. If I was the broker, if I was listing a property, let's take Lowell. I mean, how many properties do we have on the market in Lowell that were built in the late 1800s?
Yeah.
How do you know? How do you know what happened?
Yeah,
you know,
happened,
there could have been a murder back in 1890 in that house.
I'll
tell
you, I knew of a situation. I don't know if people remember the horrible, horrible murder situation that happened in Pepperell.
No.
Where a wife, a mother and two children were killed, I believe.
We got about
somebody
a minute,
actually bought that house.
Yeah.
They bought that house knowing that did happen there.
Really interesting question.
Yeah.
Challenge
to find that, though, I think, as a listing agent. If I was taking one on, especially here in Lowell, you know, going back to 1890, how do I track that?
Yeah.
How do I track what's happened at, you know, XYZ Street for the past, you know?
Well, maybe we can take that up on our website, lowellconnector.com.
Promote it.
Yeah. There
very
you
good.
Go.
Very
plug
good.
Plug it. All right, so we got about a minute left to plug our websites. Personally, I don't think I could ever live in a home that was haunted, even if it seems tempting. You know,
we could have a Ouija board situation.
Boy,
you know, this,
like
this coffee is just outstanding this morning.
Brewed Awakening, the official coffee sponsor of the Lowell Connector radio program, the ERA Key Radio Network. Also, the ERA Key Morrison Radio Network. We've got Tom DeBenedictus. Quickly, go get your number.
978-758-3512.
Give me your number, Frank.
978-649-4699.
Go ahead.
Ron Morrison at ERA, and the number is 978-614-1600.
Special thanks to our friends and affiliate out at Fitchburg, WPKZ, AM 1280, and 105.3 FM, the heart of New England's Pulse. Thank you to Colin Bratton, and thank you to Bill Kafkas for calling in. He's going to be in Lowell at 80 Charon Street, as well as in Tewksbury at 53 Chandler Street, Unit 53. He's going to be there from 1 till 3, so stop in and say hi. And thank you to Colin Bratton once again. I don't know if I thanked you already. You're doing a great job today.
Thank you, Colin.
You did a good job today, all right? It's radio. It's very difficult. It's a very tough job. All right. And thank you to Sam Poulton for this great opportunity. So I'm David Morrison. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
WCAP, Lowell, Haverhill, Lawrence, Methuen.